CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has made comment on Chinese President Xi Jinping's trip to the U.S. this week, saying the relationship between China and the U.S. is not a zero-sum game. Rice contends the U.S. has deepened its engagement with China at every level under the Obama administration. At the same time, she says the U.S. relationship with China is a critical element of the Obama administration's larger strategy of its pivot toward Asia. President Xi Jinping is set to start his journey in the West Coast city of Seattle later on this Tuesday. He will then travel to Washington, D.C. for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday. A Sino-Russian Joint Committee meeting is underway in Moscow. The meeting of the China-Russia Committee of Friendship, Peace and Development is the 10th since the group was formed in 1997. In delivering a message to the group, Chinese President Xi Jinping says the group has done a lot over the years to help ties between China and Russia. He says he'd like to see the group work on creating more people-to-people exchanges between China and Russia. China and Britain have signed 53 agreements at a just-concluded China-Britain economic and financial session in Beijing. One of the agreements is the expansion of the RMB-pound-sterling swap line, which was established 2 years ago. The two sides have also agreed to carry out a feasibility study on the stock connect between London and Shanghai. Meanwhile, British Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, has announced a £2 billion government investment in the Hinkley Point nuclear plant to be built in Somerset. The nuclear plant is to be built by state-owned China General Nuclear Corporation and China National Nuclear Corporation. Chinese officials in Norway are applauding a Norwegian court ruling connected to a Chinese scholar's expulsion from the country. The Chinese doctoral student and his professor were kicked out of Norway earlier this year amid allegations that they were conducting research that could be used for military purposes. Both the professor and the Chinese student have denied the allegations. However, a court in Oslo has ruled Norway's Ministry of Justice and Public Security's decision to expel them was invalid. A statement has been issued by the Chinese embassy in Norway saying they believe the ruling is proof of the Chinese scholar's innocence. Norwegian officials have a month to appeal the ruling. If not, the Chinese doctoral student and his professor should be allowed back into Norway. A French collector is returning a collection of 24 rare artifacts back to China. The artifacts were originally purchased at auction by the collector after they were looted from tombs in Gansu in the 1990s. 24 gold pieces dating back over 2,500 years to the spring and autumn period of early China were stolen and then smuggled out of the country. The items were being returned to the provincial museum in Gansu. Over 50 people have been killed in multiple bombings in Nigeria. The first was a suicide bombing at a busy night market in the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. This was followed by two more explosions, including one at a mosque. So far, the death toll stands at 54, with close to 100 others hurt. Boko Haram is being blamed for the attacks. It's being reported Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is going to drop out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Walker has seen his poll numbers plummet in recent weeks. A new CNN poll shows Walker, who was once leading the crowned GOP field, has registered less than 0.5% support among Republican voters. If confirmed, the Wisconsin governor will be the second GOP candidate to bow out of the race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry ended his presidential bid earlier this month. North Korea is blasting a new report by the United Nations connected to a state-sponsored abductions. A UN Human Rights Council session has concluded that over the past 50 years, North Korea's government has orchestrated the kidnapping of nationals from China, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Europe, and the Middle East. North Korea finally admitted in 2002 to the kidnapping of 13 Japanese citizens in the 1970s and 80s. Only 5 of the abductees and their families have been returned to Japan. North Korea agreed in May of last year to reopen an investigation into the abductions. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.